I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so obviously you just heard me break down what plagues the Yankees. It's obviously different for the Mets because, you know, Stearns is basically still new. Cashman's been here forever. So it's just a different energy. Now, and there has to be. I think that you can't lump them both into the same exact place. Now, you can look at both situations and say, well, you don't think the Yankees are winning the World Series, and you don't think the Mets are winning the World Series. And by the way, that's where I stand. Neither team is winning the World Series. And at this point, I'm not even sure if both teams make the playoffs. I don't know. You know, I was saying over the winter with Sal, like, I did not really feel like the Yankees were locked to win the division. You know, I just wasn't. I didn't know for sure who it would be. I thought maybe the Red Sox, because they brought in a lot of good pitching, and that was before they traded Devers. I think I was on the Red Sox more than I was Toronto early, but I wasn't really feeling the Yankees. Of course they're going to win the American League East. I never said that once. I pushed back. And then when the Jays were showing, you know, at least who they seemed to be this year, I was accepting it more as real than not. So I've always been worried about the Yankees. I was less concerned about the Mets for a lot of reasons, but as this goes on, I don't know how you don't look at the situation and say, what, like, this is becoming almost to the point where projecting true belief in the Mets has to be a stretch. I'm not saying that you abandon ship and you say, well, yeah, that's it. It's done. I'm not saying that. But, like, what are you pointing to as the impetus to get the Mets out of this here? Now, well, one should be Lindor. I mean, listen, guys, we're not talking a bad month. Francisco Lindor, over the span of 250 at-bats, basically, 250, has an OPS of 650. And his defense has just gone down the tubes. You know, that play over the weekend, I know it had a little backspin. All right, I got you. You got to make the play. Very least, that thing's got to be knocked down and kept in the infield. I guess early I did a little bit, to be fair, but I haven't been one of these people who's really jumped in too often to, again, outside of the first month or so, which I think we're all doing it. Soto, oh, is he happy? I don't care if he's happy. I think Soto's happy with two things. Bleep you, pay me, and let me rake. I can't prove this. It's just my feel when I watch Soto. I feel if Juan Soto goes 3-for-4 with a double and a bomb and a walk, and the Mets lose, he's fine. I that's how I feel. But the Soto as a baseball player, not the other stuff that we try to measure at times, he's had one Soto-like month. So I guess you conjure up the belief that eventually he's going to go, and he's starting to show signs of going on a tear with the long ball here. And if he does, all right, that changes things a bit. Nimmo is wildly inconsistent. And listen, you know, I'm sorry. There was a play, was that yesterday? I think that was yesterday, where you don't see this in the major leagues at all. Maybe on a hit and run, and this one was not. Think about this, guys. You're playing left field. There's a guy, I don't care if it's Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock, I don't care who it is, Vince Coleman, you're on first base, and there's, you know, a fairly, I don't know what the exit velo was, if I had to guess, maybe 92, something, whatever. Not a bullet, but not a softy. Runner on first base goes from first to third, and it wasn't even close on a ground ball to Nimmo in left field? That's just, he's got a noodle arm. That's all there is to it. So, you know, then you mix in Mauricio with that. And that was a tricky play at third base, but winning teams got to make the play. You know the play I'm talking about, like that in-between hop. You got a pitch clock violation. You know, Pete made a very good defensive stab up the line late. I thought the other one that got by him, I think it tied up the game. It looked like it took a little bit of a bad bounce. I want to be fair to Pete, you know. I think you got to knock that down. Easier said than done. But again, winning teams seem to knock those plays down. So the problem here is, and I'm not even going to get on Diaz, give it up. He's human. It's his first earned run in, what, 19 appearances? The problem, though, is Senga, Manaea, Holmes, Montas. So I know the kids got called up to AAA. You're going to see him soon. And if they come up and they contribute, Mets have a season. If they don't, I don't think you have a season in terms of, you know, like meaningful stuff. And that's one of the things that gets a little twisted here for the Mets. Let's not, I know like the Yankees and the history and the championships and the aura and all that, whatever. All right. The New York Mets were in the NLCS a year ago. The New York Mets spend more money than anybody in baseball, and the New York Mets just added Juan Soto. So this is no longer, at least in my opinion, guys, it shouldn't be perceived anymore as, well, the little teeny tidy engine that could. It's not Ty Wigginton, you know, or Benny Agbayani. I mean, the Mets got some studs who are making a boatload of money. The problem is, and they got some good players, and they're obviously, like the Yankees, better than this recent hideous stretch where they've lost 11 of 12. But what worries me about both of these teams is that they're losing in a variety of ways. Like yesterday, the Mets offense comes out. You give Manaea, what was it, five zip, and then four nothing, five nothing, then 5-1? Like, you got to bag that win. You have to. Like, on nights where the Mets offense is too quiet, which is too often, you know, it's a different type of profile game. You know, yesterday, you get the offense, then you just fall apart late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.